amazingly sickening. Sickening.
I texted Jimmy Jones and said, this is one of the most disgusting things I've seen. Of just groveling at the feet of your master. Right on a live stream. And Brant doesn't, he's not responding to my text because he knows I have him pigeonholed. I know who Brant is. Katie will actually respond to me.
They feel obligated. Lies. They feel obligated. They're once they got in the fly trap.
Oh yeah.
They're in the fly trap and they feel like there's no escape. And to speak out against them, they know that money that was spent the last time will be held back and spent on somebody else that will toe the line.
Yep.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Welcome to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. We're at the undisclosed location, deep in the heart of Kershaw County once again.
And it's a great day in Kershaw County, a great American city.
6 million, baby.
6 million.
6 million for parks.
Yeah, parks. And recreation.
And recreation, I guess.
But Woodward Park. Let's see, that's $10 million. And then $2 million goes to everywhere else. Isn't that how that works?
I believe so.
I believe that's the way.
A million for KC West and a million for Larry Doby.
Yeah.
Even though I think they said it's going to take like $2.6 million to complete KC West and another $3 million to do Larry Doby. But they'll worry about that later.
Yeah. This is a great day. I think that the boys are celebrating.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Mr. Mulligan probably sent him over some
case of scotch or something.
Yeah, nice case of scotch and
good job, boys.
Yeah, a little butt kissing going on around here.
Well, it was abundantly clear last night who runs the county council.
Yes,
and
you know, let me say this. Thank God for unanswered prayers.
Okay.
Because I had the most terrible sinus headache yesterday afternoon. It was terrible. And I said, you know, Josephine, there's no way that I can go sit in there at all and concentrate and all.
Yeah.
So I sat and watched up until 9 o'clock or something, but God had figured out that I didn't need to be there.
No.
And so he threw a headache on me. And I thought, man, I'll never get rid of this headache. But this morning, the headache was pretty much gone.
Hey.
And I said, Lord, you was looking after me. Because the idiocracy and the bullshit and the butt kissing and oh my God.
I call it a circle jerk, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, you could call it that too.
I read the resolution to declare May 23rd Dr. Tom Mulligan Day. I don't even know if it's Tom his first name. Is he going by whatever?
Yeah.
Dr. Tom Mulligan Day. And then reading all the whereases, I had to stop a couple times and vomit. And then rehydrate and then pick up, you know, close to the bottom of the first page. Then you get into the second page and it's talking about karate black belts and teaching special forces and all this bullshit.
And if you, we'll play it right here.
Yeah.
First one, a proclamation honoring Mr. Thomas Mulliken. Whereas Dr. Thomas Stowe Palm Mulliken is a world-renowned energy environmental attorney and founding principal with the Camden, South Carolina-based Mulliken Law Firm. Whereas Dr. Mulliken has been recognized for his distinguished career serving businesses and communities around the world and educating on environmental sustainability and the importance of being a good steward of, as he says, the Lord's garden. Whereas Mulliken was commissioned into the United States Army Reserve in 1998 as a Judge Advocate General JAG Corps officer, successfully completing the JAG officer basic course and being assigned to the 12th Legal Support Organization, where he served as prosecutor trial counsel. He also served as international legal officer for the 360th Civil Affairs Brigade Airborne, a graduate of the U.S. Army Physical Fitness School at Fort Benning, Georgia, certified as a U.S. Army Master Fitness Trainer, and holding a black belt in traditional karate. Mulliken served as an Army Defense Self-Defense Instructor. Mulliken was honorably discharged at the rank of Captain in December 2006. Whereas, Mulliken later served in a post-Army civilian capacity as Special Assistant to the Chief Prosecutor, Military Commissions, U.S. Department of Defense. Whereas, Mulliken was commissioned into the South Carolina Military Department, SCMD, where he initially served as both JAG Officer and Counterterrorism Task Force Officer, later Counterterrorism Advisory Team Officer, for the South Carolina Military Department's Joint Service Department, JSD. Whereas, Mulliken was recognized for his extraordinary leadership. He transferred from the JSD to the South Carolina State Guard, quickly becoming Deputy Commander and Chief of Staff, and in 2014, Commanding General of that historic military organization before retiring as Major General in 2018. Whereas, during his tenure as South Carolina State Guard Commander, Mulliken re-engineered the historic South Carolina State Guard into one of the finest search and rescue organizations in North America. Whereas, Governor Henry D. McMaster established the South Carolina Floodwater Commission in 2018, and tapped Mulliken to lead the organization as its first chairman. And the South Carolina Floodwater Commission's mission, among many, are the first ever installations of tech smart artificial reef systems off the South Carolina coastline to help in tracking of storms, sea level rise, and other coastal monitoring operations. Whereas, for the past 7 years, the Mulliken Law Firm, under Mulliken's direction, has been named the presenting sponsor for the historic Carolina Cup, sponsoring both the steeplechase race as title sponsor, as well as the entire day's racing events as the sole presenting sponsor. The Carolina Cup, one of the nation's most prestigious races and one of the most important of the National Steeplechase Circuit, holds the National Steeplechase Association's attendance record of 71,000 people, including both spectators and participants. Whereas, Mulliken, through the nonprofit environmental organization Global Eco Adventure, GEA, which he founded, has supported environmental education and awareness in Kershaw County through programs such as GEA Adventure Club for adolescents and their families, and through a partnership with the South Carolina National Heritage Corridor of the U.S. National Park Service, establishing the South Carolina 7, SC 7, annual July expedition showcasing the state's seven natural wonders and all of South Carolina's extraordinary natural treasures in between and including a full day of environmental education and awareness activities in Camden and Kershaw County. The Camden-Kershaw County SC 7 Day in 2022 incorporated Yakking the River and the grand opening and inaugural hike of the 3.5-mile Chatty Trail, a newly created urban Palmetto Trail spur connecting the Camden Riverfront Environmental Park with the Revolutionary War Visitor Center adjacent to historic Camden. Whereas Mulliken was inducted into the South Carolina Black Belt Hall of Fame during a ceremony in Camden in 2019, and later the National Black Belt Hall of Fame. Whereas Mulliken is world-renowned explorer, having hiked and climbed mountain ranges stretching across every continent on the Earth, achieving four so far of the world's seven great summits, scuba diving in all the world's oceans, and having earned parachute wings from numerous forest military forces. Whereas Mulliken has performed incalculable hours, days, weeks, and months of tireless pro bono work for and in support of citizens living in the Republic of Fiji, the Republic of Moldova, Ecuador, and the Galapagos Islands. And he helped lead a National Geographic expedition across a stretch of the Alaskan wilderness as a National Geographic expert. Whereas Mulliken has organized and led racial reconciliation events and statewide bus tours aimed at bringing disparate communities together. Mulliken has demonstrated generous nonpartisan support of political candidates on both sides of the aisle with resources, counsel, and the hosting of campaign events. And he has organized military staff rides to historic battlefields for military officers, senior staff NCOs, business and political leaders, professional historians, fellow university professors, and other academians here in Kershaw County and across the Palmetto State. Whereas Mulliken has for years supported U.S. military special operation forces and American military veterans, as well as indigenous forces and their families allied to U.S. forces overseas. Whereas Mulliken led a record-setting statewide planting of 3.4 million loblolly pine trees and seeds and saplings in 2021. And he has organized litter cleanups from South Carolina to Hawaii to the Galapagos for World Ocean Day and other non-specifically designated days here in Kershaw County, statewide, across the United States, and around the world. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by Kershaw County Council, on this day, Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023, Kershaw County Council recognizes and honors Dr. Tom Mulliken for his contributions to Kershaw County, South Carolina, the United States, and the world. Signed by
Kershaw County. So we had to speed the thing up because
we don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, we'd be here all night. But if you notice at the end, toward the end, where it said, where Katie says, whereas Mulliken donates to candidates on both sides of the political aisle.
Yeah, he did donate. He donated to Katie Glenn. He donated to Brant Tomlinson. He donated to Derek Shoemake. And he donated to Julian Burns. So he's covering all the bases. That's why we say before, follow the money. And now we know who runs the county council.
Yeah.
Follow the money.
The main donors in these candidates' funds through family, friends, associates.
Yeah. You want me to run through all these real quick?
Oh, what do you got there?
So after that meeting last night, after I recovered from my violent retching, I said, you know what? I know Tom Mulliken gave money to these people, but I'm gonna run it down and follow the money. So I went on to the South Carolina Ethics Commission page, and you can look up all the campaign finance information that is reported Now, we do have one councilman who hasn't reported any of his campaign finance details since 2012, and that's the Honorable, the Nice Sammy Tucker.
Oh, Mr. Nice shame guy. You.
Right. Convicted criminal, by the way.
And he hasn't reported to the ethics.
No, and I think he owes them about $35,000 in fines.
Huh. What's up, Sammy?
Maybe ARPA, we can use ARPA funds to pay them off. Like
They might as well. You know, they can take that out of the recreation study fund.
There you go. 200 grand.
Yeah.
Even though we already did a study and we did it, put it in the master plan.
Look, yeah. And we bought a boat out of it.
Well, yeah. That
$65,000 or $55,000.
That boat's actually needed. I've made rescues on that river before, and we've had a case where the water was too low and we had to make some risky decisions to pull some people off rocks, and luckily somebody was there with a fan boat at one point in time that could actually get over that stuff.
But,
so this is Caitlin E. Gwynn for the general. We got primary. We'll do the primary election cycle. So
let me show you this. You guys might be able to see that.
Mm-hmm. And this is quarter two of 2022. This is her report. And it lists all of the contributions right here. All right, so it goes down the list. You know, this is all public record. I didn't do anything shady. The thing that jumps out to me on this one is you have Beth Mason and Christopher Mason. So remember those names, Beth and Christopher Mason.
The Masons.
They apparently live at P.O. Box 3664. One is in real estate and the other one's in property management. There's some things on here. You know, Katie, you can give to your own campaign if you need to make some expenses. You can self-donate, and that's fine. Catery on Broad, which is her company, gave $500. Then you go to expenses, and you see that Catery on Broad provide a dinner for a campaign event for $500. Okay, so she paid in, I guess, I would imagine it probably cost more than $500 for that dinner. Everything's on the up and up. I'm not claiming anything's illegal here. This is all within, and I check the laws and the rules and all that crap. So you have a primary election cycle, and then you have a general election cycle. Those are all considered election cycles. You can give, if for a local campaign, one individual or a business can give up to $1,000 per
election cycle.
Okay.
So in an election year, you have a primary and a general. So right. In each one, $2,000.
So Jeff Maddox, you can donate up to $1,000 for the primary and then go back and donate up to $1,000 for the general.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that's quarter two. Quarter three, pre-election, general, for Katie Gwynn. You have contributors, Catery on Broad, $1,000. And I didn't look at the expenses yet, let's see. Catery on Broad catered an event for $1,500, so, you know.
I don't think the candidate's limited.
I don't believe, the candidate can spend as much money as they want to.
Right. And,
All right, so you have Mulliken Law Firm, $1,000. Virginia Ann Mulliken, $1,000. Thomas Mulliken, $1,000. All on the up and up. I can give, my wife can give, and my business can give. Because in this country, businesses are living
persons. They're persons.
This one jumped out to me, Sandhill Builders, LLC. Also known as Twins Enterprises. Sandhill Builders is a local builder out of Elgin. Nothing too bad, just the Mulliken's given. This is, they also did the same. Mulliken Law Firm gave to Julian Burns, but I don't believe that Tom Mulliken individually gave any money to Julian Burns. We go to Brantley Tomlinson. We have pre-election primary, quarter two and quarter three. Election date was June 14th. original report file. I'm not sure which order these go in, so we're going to go quarter two. His donations. Garbade Landscaping Services, $1,000. Capital Consulting Group, LLC, $200. Pinedale Residential Center, $500. Mulliken Law Firm, $1,000. Thomas Mulliken, $1,000. Virginia Mulliken, $1,000. Those are his in-laws, so of course they're going to give money to their son-in-law. No big deal, right? Quarter three. We have again, Mulliken Law Firm, LLC, $1,000. Thomas Mulliken, $1,000. And Virginia Mulliken, $1,000. So what we are seeing here, this is the primary, and this is the primary. So this is both in the primary election cycle. Right?
Right.
The dates of the donations, you have May 21st, 2022, which I think was before the primary, right? And then September 9th, 2022, which would have been the runoff.
Right.
Okay, so the runoff is a different election cycle.
Right. If so, there is a runoff,
if there's a
that
runoff,
would be a second
cycle.
Yeah. or a fourth cycle, or a third cycle.
Totally legal. And if you're supporting somebody for candidate for office and you want to give them money, you can give them money each cycle. And you would, if you have the money to donate, you want that guy to win.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the pre-election primary report. This is where things are really weird, man. I did a lot of digging. You can see my notes on here. You have Capital Consulting Group, LLC, again, another $200. This is 825 Pembroke Avenue in Columbia. I don't know what they do or what their connection is with Brent. You have DLT Consolidated, LLC, gave $1,000, and that is the owner of the building where Savage Royal and Shaheen is. Okay. I don't know. I would imagine they own their own building. So that was a way for them to cover up, like Democrats giving to a Republican. They didn't want that to get out, maybe. All good, whatever. Get down here to Maria Azanaitis. Whatever. It's a Greek name, but she has a Hispanic first name, or she might be Greek, I don't know. But she works for Mulliken Law Firm. She's the Director of Public Affairs. She gave $500. Ned Towell, on May 10th, he gave two donations of $500. So $500, 5/10/2022, and $500, 5/10/2022. Maybe he was on his last check or something. I don't know. Two different accounts, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then Blue Horse Solutions, LLC, which is owned by Ned Towell, gave $1,000. The weird one is Charles Rockefeller III, who is a legitimate Rockefeller of the richest man in the world.
One of them, anyway.
I think he was legitimately the richest man in the history of
history. Back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
660 White Plains Road, Suite 150. That's all it gives us. So I looked it up. That's in Tarrytown, New York. $250. I'm guessing that's a connection through Mulliken. There's really not a lot of expenses here. Velvetex Inc. on Shop Road, campaign signs. Campaign t-shirts, he had signs made up, stamps. Okay. So that's Brantley, financed by his father-in-law. All good. That's his employer. He works for his father-in-law. Nothing. It's just gross, right? It's the system. They're gaming the system that they designed.
A legitimate, it's legal for them to do it. Is mm-hmm. it
morally right?
Well, does it change the way things are run? Because if you're able to have a big pile of money mm-hmm. for a seat that doesn't take a big pile of money,
right?
You're stacking the debt.
So remember, no Democrat ran for that seat. It was three Republicans ran in the primary, right? And then there was a runoff, and I think one write-in. There was like two, a runoff between two, and then a write-in, I think. So he needed the cash to beat that big field of competitors.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're saying. It's obvious who runs the the council.
Just right off the bat, you can see one of the problems is the idea that a corporation is a person.
Yeah, that's a problem.
A lot of people refer to Citizens
when
United.
When did that happen? Like 2000, after Bush was elected, yeah, right?
We hear Citizens United, mm-hmm. where now corporations can put in about as much money as they want to.
Yeah.
Kind of deal. It goes back even further than that, back to 1897, when they rewrote the Constitution after the default.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's where they changed the meaning of person to include corporations.
Yes. It was a big deal. I remember. People were freaking out. This is unprecedented.
Yeah. And so what that has done is now allow the Mullikans or the Masons or whatever who have multiple companies to donate and donate and donate and donate.
And we're about to really get into that right now. This is the one that really raised my eyebrows. Derek, the Boy Scout Shoemake, as I like to call him, right? He is more proud. He has more pride in his heart for serving on Kershaw County Council than he does for serving in the United States Marine Corps, right? And who did Derek Shoemake run against?
There was a older gentleman with a baseball cap.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have any backing really, and just a good old boy.
Right. So Derek Shoemake during this election cycle took in $27,150 in donations. I guess he was preparing his war chest. Okay. So we have McCarty Law Firm. PC, $250. You go down here, Yorkie Enterprises. His name is, you know who that is?
No.
John Thomas, Substation 2.
Oh, okay.
Gave him $250.
Mm-hmm.
Then it gets down to this. Lugoff Toyota, $1,000. Carolina Chrysler Jeep Dodge, $1,000. Lugoff Ford, $1,000. Lugoff GMC, $1,000. Wright Auto Group, Inc., $1,000. Mighty Wash Lugoff, $1,000. Mark Mason, $1,000. Rhonda Mason, $1,000. Who owns Wright Auto Group, Inc.? Mark Mason. Who owns Lugoff Toyota, Chrysler, Jeep, Lugoff Ford, Lugoff GMC? The Wright Auto Group, who is owned by Mark Mason. The phone number for Wright Auto Group is 803-438-6124. When I called that number today, it rang at Lugoff Ford.
No.
I searched the Secretary of State's website for it, did an entity search for Lugoff Toyota, let's say. I searched Lugoff Toyota to see what their business license is. The name's available. There is no such business registered in the state of South Carolina for Lugoff Toyota.
Right.
And same with Lugoff Ford, Lugoff GMC, all down the line. But there is for Wright Auto Group, Inc.
Right.
So, my question is this legal?
Or is this a violation?
Is this an ethics violation?
Because they're not different persons.
They're not. That's not an LLC. Lugoff Toyota is not an incorporated in the state of South Carolina. That's just a sign on a building that says Lugoff Toyota, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe y'all could do the research. Maybe you can make some phone calls and ask. You know, an attorney. I don't know. I'm gonna dig further.
But what is interesting is that is all all the Masons.
Yeah, you have one, and two, three, four, five, six, seven, $8,000 given by Mark Mason.
$8,000 out of the 27,000.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we're talking about 30%.
Yeah. And another chunk, you have Mullican Law Firm LLC, $1,000. Thomas Mullican, $1,000. Virginia Mullican, $1,000. And the Connell Law Firm, $1,000.
So we're approaching 45%, 40%.
Well, let's see. One,
something
two,
like
three,
that.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, $12,000. Total, $16,000. The total donations during this actual...
During that...
This cycle, this, so the election, so the whole thing is added up to 20-something. This election cycle that I'm reading from right now was $16,862. Okay.
And out of that, 12,000 of it came from the Mullicans and the Masons.
Yes. So who's running the county council?
Who bought your county council, ladies and gentlemen?
Here's another thing, Jeff. Where was the YMCA going to be built?
Well, we heard Lugoff.
Okay. Where specifically in Lugoff? They say, oh, well, somewhere over there by Lugoff Ford, somewhere over there.
Right? Mm-hmm.
The land that the YMCA will be built on, it will be built, is owned by Mark Mason. In alleged, I guess it was donated, or it's put up for a donation for a project, for the YMCA project.
And okay. And this hasn't come out at county council or anything like in public yet, right?
No. We also have Iconic Wraps LLC. Do you know who that is?
No.
I don't know who that is. Samir Abraham and Gabriel Abraham. $1,000 each. So, ladies and gentlemen.
And this is, it's like this everywhere.
Everywhere. This everywhere. Is the system. This is
your system that gives you a choice, if you will. It goes back to what is a person. And you can't have different corporations, all these corporations, influencing your election by the means that the haves can throw money in there and they can just pile on LLCs. Look at Joe Biden up there. He's got, what, a dozen, two dozen LLCs to launder money through. So even a LLC, can form an LLC for near nothing because they got an attorney on retainer, or they are an attorney, and right. It's kind of like a hobby.
Yeah. So this just caught my eye. $16,862.64 of income from donations. This is his first expenditure. Looks like April 27th, $4,230.40 to First Tuesday Strategy for campaign materials and consulting. And then you go on down the road here, and I saw First Tuesday again on the 12th. So, one's on the 12th, January 27th. So, First Tuesday got $9,926.92.
That's for all your push cards,
so
your mail outs.
First Tuesday Strategies, World Class Skill, Local Impact. First Tuesday Strategies is an award-winning campaign, PR, and public affairs firm with a proven record of success for its candidates and clients. Our partners, Luke Byers and Matt Moore, have over 40 years of combined experience running campaigns in South Carolina
Matt
and across
Moore.
The United States.
Matt Moore was, I believe, was GOP chair a number of years ago.
Why First Tuesday strategies. We know what it takes to win. Our team has the experience, relationships, and technical skill to help get the results you need. But more importantly, our strength is our people. Our partners and staff are available 24/7, and we understand that no job is complete until you say it's complete. They do campaigns, digital marketing, direct mail, and communications, polling, and field work. They work with the South Carolina Republican Party. Mm-hmm. They work with, well, look at there.
Lindsey Graham.
Oh, Lady G, Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
Tim Scott.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. William Timmons.
Uh-huh, Timmons.
South Carolina Senate Republican Caucus. Russell Fry. South Carolina, the Republican Party. This is gross.
Well, there's a... Most of your campaign people, once they get up a little ways, will hire somebody like this. Mm-hmm. Jim Matthews, when he was running for sheriff, he had a group that was run by his wife, who was Heather Hoops from mm-hmm. WIS-TV.
Mm-hmm.
And Julie Burns had a consultant firm or campaign front.
Yeah.
So that's not, it's not unusual.
He was running against a dude in overalls and a baseball cap.
Yeah.
Why would he need to run to these folks to have that kind of strategy? Probably because of the people who donated to him, and it might have looked a little ugly. And they would have to run interference, maybe?
They're covering their bases to make sure that any opponent that did show up.
They could crush
them. Your county council is bought and paid for.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
They're puppets, and the proof is in the pudding.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Jimmy Jones and Danny Cato were the ones that brought the proclamation.
That's right.
was key to understanding mm-hmm. that that was the kiss up for Jimmy to go, no.
I didn't have anything to do with that.
I do.
That's what he said. I didn't have any, you know? They can all.
Those two are separate issues.
Yeah, they're totally separate. They're Mulligan separate didn't issues. Give to my campaign.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. I don't know, Jimmy. I'm trying to see if I see First Tuesday and any of these other.
You always got to have a good cop, bad cop situation.
Jimmy knows that.
If you don't, if you don't, you know.
I wonder who ran Ben Connell's. Here we go. Derek Shoemaker. Okay, I'm back to the bottom.
So what happened last night? They passed the. They made the $6 million.
They were bowing to Moloch.
Bowing to Moloch. It was Tommy worship
mm-hmm.
last night, and the timing was obvious. Who made all the dirty deals was obvious. The speeches that the boys gave.
Dude.
It was sickening.
Gross.
It was sickening.
It really
was. I if you guys want to throw up in your mouth, you know, go watch that. We're not gonna play it. It's just amazingly sickening. Sickening.
I texted Jimmy Jones and said, "This is one of the most disgusting things I've seen." Of just groveling at the feet of your master, right on a live stream, and Brant—he's not responding to my text because he knows I have him pigeonholed. I know who Brant is. Katie will actually respond to me.
They feel obligated. Lies. They feel obligated. They're once they got in the fly trap.
Oh yeah,
they're in the fly trap, and they feel like there's no escape. And to speak out against them, they know that money that was spent the last time will be held back and spent on somebody else that will toe the line.
Yep.
And when you go through the whereases, and old Tom was a JAG. Now, who else was a JAG, higher up in the JAG thing? Who's that? Flimsy Graham.
Oh, was he? Who was in charge of the damn, not the Fed, but the government side of the Fed? Where,
Janet Yellen?
No, she's the Fed.
She's the Treasury Secretary.
Who's the bald-headed...
then you got the
Arab-looking guy. Almost looks like,
oh, the comptroller?
Yeah. And he says there's an infinite amount of money, cash. Infinite amount of cash at the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Infinite. We'll just print more.
Yeah. He's a Keynesian from way back.
We'll just print more. That's all they're going to do. They're going to print more. And then next thing you know, you're going to have Venezuela where, yeah, we're in a cash society, but it's littered the streets and people are using it for wallpaper.
Well, I read something about Camden talking about 20% increase.
Oh, yeah, I got that right here.
What is that? Water and sewer.
Yep.
This goes right back to what we're saying is the more money that they print, the more money that they send down to us, mm-hmm. like $6 million, the lower the value of that dollar, the higher the prices. And it's not just for you and me and everybody out here. It's for the damn government, too. And so the government sees, Great Gunner's costs are going up, so we got to increase millage. So who pays for all of it? It's me and you.
Yeah.
While J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon, and all are making money hand over fist. And people like Tom Mulliken, instead of going in there and donating $5 million out of his little thing, he's going to force everybody to go to his...
Mulliken could build a tournament baseball field complex with his own dime or finance it himself. And we could call it the Dr. Tom Mulliken Memorial Baseball Gardens or whatever the fuck you want to call it. But he's not going to do that because rich people don't get rich by spending their own money.
Right.
They get rich by spending other people's money.
Yeah. Yeah. And then getting into the state house to name it after him and a row. Erect appropriate signs and markers to all those in favor say, oh, bam. And it's done.
Yep.
So, you know, that's what I would suggest. I would suggest a big old sign, kind of like a Flying J sign up, that twirls around
his face
and says Tom Mulliken with a big head on top.
Put a crown on his head.
And then ESG down below it. Environmental Social Governance, if you didn't know what ESG means. I'm sure that he is all for... the UN Sustainable Development Goals and Environmental Social Governance.
Yeah. And he's a man who hedges his bets, too. That's why he gave money to Julian Byrne. All right.
You cover all your bases.
Katie Gwynn has been one of my very close sources, the trusted source. Was next to Katie Gwynn when she was heard saying, I love that man. Whatever he wants, I'm going to get it from him. Speaking about Tom Mulliken, I love that man. And whatever he wants, I'm going to get it from him.
Yeah.
And that means he's going to get his baseball fields in Woodward Park, and he's going to get a YMCA.
Yeah.
Not only is he going to get a YMCA, but Lindsey Graham's going to get a YMCA because Lindsey Graham got some federal money to come in for that.
Yep.
And Daryl Ogburn has been having secret meetings with council members outside of the council chambers to try to get this Woodward Park YMCA combo deal done.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to deny it, I dare you to deny it to my face. It's true.
All these little groups and all, the Shaheens and all, all of them are working behind the scenes to move these little chess pieces and put the things in place and consult each other and make sure that the dots are dotted and the T's are crossed It's just like Derek Shoemake's little thing about the $6 million deal.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Tucker relied on Derek to read the stipulations and all, and it was perfectly worded in legalese.
Oh, yeah.
And 90 days, 30 days, the administrator will do this and that, because they've got to push this thing through as quickly as possible.
And did you notice he threw a YMCA in there too?
Yeah.
And why, if there's no connection between the YMCA and Woodward Park and the ARPA funds, Why would they feel the need to put it in there? Why even discuss the YMCA?
The two are
MUSC's deal, right?
The two are tied together.
Definitely.
The two are definitely
They're
tied together.
They're pet projects for the elites.
Yeah.
And why are they pet projects? Why? Why is Lindsey Graham involved? Lady G.
Yeah, Lady G's up there.
Infamous proprietor of the male prostitutes of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and you can bet... Mr. Ralph Norman is up in it.
Sure.
Ralph's a suck up.
And Mulligan are probably tight. We
used to
like
call
the governor.
When he was in the state house, we called old Ralph Norman Mr. Do Nothing. Because he'd do nothing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He'd vote whichever way he was supposed to vote.
Yeah.
You know, they'd send down a little thing, Ralph, you got to vote this here way.
Yes, sir.
And you know.
I'm sure the governor was the same way.
Henry's an ass kisser too, and you know
what he is.
You look at the ties between Henry and Tom and Flimsy Graham, and you start to realize that the whole damn thing's a rig job.
It's a great.
It's a
club.
Damn con job.
It's a club, and we ain't in.
Yeah, yeah. Just like Carlin said,
it's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got, because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security. Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later, because they own this fucking place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same.
So what do we do, Jeff?
Well, you know, Amanda was talking about. And Amanda did a wonderful job last night.
The next speaker is Amanda Steven. Yep.
I figured it out. I finally understand why everyone wants the ballparks. It's because they don't want to admit that there's a problem. They don't want to look in the mirror and see that they are part of the problem. This county has a spending problem, and it is far more fun to spend money that we don't have on things we don't need then stop and take a look at what we are doing to our children and our grandchildren. When I was a child, I used to talk as a child, think as a child, reason as a child. When I became a man, I put aside childish things. That is from 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11. You, my friends, are no longer children. You do not get to spend money we don't have on things we don't need and not deal with the consequences. And in this case, the consequences are coming for all of your children and grandchildren and mine. I am here trying to remind you why we don't have the money and why this recreation project is not needed. I am the mirror that you have been avoiding to see that you have a problem. God is using me to get you to open your eyes and see what your constituents think of this plan, and it is not good. But the good news is that you can change it. One vote and you can earn back the public's trust that you've thrown away the last 2 months. This free money you speak of in the ARPA funds is not free. It's taxpayer dollars. That's my money and everyone in this room's money. I don't agree to spend my money on a new Woodward Park or a Larry Doby Park that you just added or whatever park you choose to redo. Thou shall not steal. God gave us this commandment to follow, and you are stealing. You are taking money from Elgin, Lugoff, Cassett, and Bethune to give to Camden. If you want a ballpark, raise the money the way we used to do it. Go knock on doors of all the businesses. Get sponsors and donors. You do not need to steal it from taxpayers that don't want it. Imagine my surprise and excitement when I saw the Chronicle headline. The new KCC budget looks $3 million leaner. Only to dig into the budget to realize that, in fact, the opposite is true. The budget has actually increased. But that's not the most frustrating part. The most frustrating part of this budget is taking a look at the ARPA funds, the $11 million from the federal government that's meant to help our community. Seeing that not only is recreation there, but there's also $300,000 for an Elgin Community Center, $63,000 for a community center in Kirkland, and $200,000 spending for recreational studies. What is that? Like the one you purchased and had presented at the council 6 months ago? Or the fact that there's a $9 million generic bucket that could change on the whim of this council, since the latest motion is the one that's lucky enough to get the funds. Where are the radios that were voted on the last meeting? That should be listed as its own line item in your budget. Look in the mirror. At the end of the day, this is simple. The priorities your constituents consent to are infrastructure, public safety, and utilities. The priorities of your administrator, which are in the minutes in the agenda packet, are the detention center, courthouse, voter office, fire department, and sheriff's department. Those align with ours. Notice what's missing. And the priorities set at your own budget planning workshop a few months ago are the detention center, 911, and the sheriff. The only recreation you guys even listed was to update existing fields. So why are you prioritizing a new ballpark when it is nowhere in anyone's priority list? So at the end of the day, this is about personal responsibility. The personal responsibility of us citizens of Kershaw County to not steal from our neighbors, colleagues, and friends for projects they don't want. Personal responsibility for you to side with your constituents. You have the unique opportunity to decide the fate of your term with this vote. One vote the wrong way, and most of you will only ever see a single term. Decide well, do the right thing. Vote for your reputation and your career by being a public servant, as in the job description, as opposed to a politician. Thank you.
I did a wonderful job last night calling them out and telling them like it is. You know, you're driving us into debt, even though you think it's free money. You think it's free money. This is the whole thing that they were going. They said, look, this is free money over here, right, and this is free money here. Right. So it really ain't costing nothing. And we're going to revitalize. This is going to make Kershaw County. It's going to be sunshine and lollipops. This is the best thing since sliced bread. Mm-hmm. And blah, 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 blah.
And what's the old saying, Jeff? There's no such thing as a free lunch.
There's not.
No.
And the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Right. So what we can do at this point, what I'm done wasting my breath at county council meetings. I'm spending my time away from my beautiful bride and my soon-to-be-born daughter when I was home cooking dinner for my family. You know, that is much more worthwhile expenditure of my time than going to county council and trying to talk any sense to those folks.
Well, we yeah, have it's done already
more.
Done.
We have done more with this podcast and the other and your shows you do on YouTube and my podcast that I've done before. We have done more with these mediums than the county council has ever done to actually affect change in our county.
Yeah, to start to bring freedom back.
These people, Derek Shoemake, Katie Gwynn, Brant Tomlinson, and the others, Mr. Horse Race Tickets.
They're you know just for the status.
They're bought and paid for.
They're collectivists.
And they, a friend of mine said that they're like Raymond. You know, the show everybody loves Raymond. He couldn't stand if somebody was angry with him or didn't like him. Everybody has to love you, and that's what these people are. Everybody has to love them, and they need that. You know, I've said before.
The more money you got, the more they want you to love.
I believe that Brant Tomlinson has sold his soul to the devil. Right? Katie Gwynn wants to be one of the cool kids. Yeah. I think Derek Shoemake is realizing that he has gotten in to some deep shit that he probably doesn't want to be a part of.
This is all this idea of collectivism, and that it's okay to steal from others.
Yeah.
For whatever project you want.
Notice all these folks have R's next to their name, except for Sammy Tucker.
Yeah.
Right. Daryl Ogburn is a self-proclaimed Democrat. He's a Democrat.
Sammy is the token Democrat. He's the token Democrat. Yeah. He's been token Democrat there for a while.
But you notice that they all vote the same. There's no difference between Republican and Democrat in South Carolina.
Not in any real sense. They might talk a little bit different rhetoric, but in reality...
Yeah, you want to tell me Russell Brazel's a Republican? When he's fighting for government to pay for a boat ramp on a river that should be free for every citizen, every free man in the area to use, to fish from, to get onto and go down, and he wants the government to pay for a boat ramp.
It all comes down to the idea of stealing from others to do something that you want done. And it goes back to what we keep saying. If this was a worthwhile project, work hard to raise money to pay for such a thing. Mm-hmm. There's enough youngins and rednecks and people that use that river.
Yeah.
That it would almost, you know, years ago there used to be a landing right there at Veterans Park, Swamp Park, that you had a box and you'd pay $2
to launch
your boat. It was an honor system and all.
That's right.
You know.
That worked really well.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's...
That, what would happen if
it's
all these...
lazy. It is lazy.
Absolutely.
But it tends to be more work to do dirty deeds than it does to do free market enterprise.
Because these people get off on it. They get off on it.
Playing the game,
and they feel important, and they're part of the club. They're getting into the club, right? They're selling their souls, man. That's really what they're doing, selling their souls.
Yeah, you know, I believe that the government is the devil manifested in the minds of men. Mm-hmm. And we create this thing to call government because we don't want to govern ourselves.
So,
and we let the collective do it, and the collective is insane.
Yeah.
I'm just here. The collective is insane.
They're insane or incompetent?
Well, like, because out of the collective, there are the people, the 1% or 0.5% or whatever it is, that are psychopaths, power hungry, the sickest of the sickest.
Mm-hmm.
That rise to
Lindsey
the top.
Lindsey Graham,
Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, Donald Trump. Just name them off. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
I mean, there's an exception to that rule here and there, but in general, the shit rises to the top,
yeah.
And you get what is called a kakistocracy. And that is ruled by the worst of the worst.
And that's where we're at, right?
And that's where we're at. Yeah. And have been for a long time. Yeah. That's why government keeps growing. That's why your liberties keep shrinking. Mm-hmm. That's why we're in the debt that we're in now. That's why when we default, they're going to be rich and we're going to be poor.
That's right. Poor.
Where?
And we'll be slaves.
Yeah, right. And once they get the digital currency, yeah. Once they get social credits,
yeah.
Once they get your bank account, your medical records, your all that, and they control it. And you see in this Rona thing how they were mandating and all that. That was just tuning forks.
Yeah.
That was figuring out how the herd will react.
Practice runs.
And then figuring out the details of how they can shove it down or in your arm. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. And most of these local politicians never even considered the big picture.
No, because they're too selfish, yeah. And too greedy and trying, yeah. To get in the club.
They don't understand what 15-minute cities are. They don't understand where complete streets, bike paths, mm-hmm. Food deserts, eat smart, move more. They don't understand that big picture, mm-hmm. from the World Economic Forum to the WHO, to the UN, to all these NGOs and all that working, and these public-private partnerships, where that's all driving you. It's driving you into a fence. It's driving you to enslave
into a FEMA camp.
yeah, 15-minute FEMA camp.
Yeah.
Where they'll have baseball parks where you can't travel, but you can play.
Hey, them guys down in Gitmo play volleyball and softball.
Yeah, yeah.
They look like they're having a great time.
Yeah, man. And that's where we're at. So what do you do? What do you do with that knowledge? Do you speak truth to power, but also do you begin to wean yourself off of it as much as possible?
Once you start, it's a deep slope.
Yeah.
You're going to find out real quick, you're going to start questioning, what in the fuck have I been doing? Yeah. What is going on? It's like Roddy Piper putting them glasses on for the first time, right?
Yeah.
He looks and he's like, what in the hell? And then towards the end, he can't take them off. You can't, because you see your enemies everywhere.
This is the story of Kershaw County. Mm-hmm. It's the story of every county. It's the story of every state. It's the story of every government.
Where we're at, like, I look back to when I started the Vote Map podcast and all that, and I had the stated goal of making Kershaw County the freest county in South Carolina. I feel like it's too late for that. I feel like I'm maybe 10 years too late, because these bastards have been working on this for decades. They've been putting their pieces in place for decades, yep. Right? And that's all these are pawns. All these folks here, they're just pawns on a chessboard. They don't mean anything. Yep. They'll flick them off like a booger if they have
to. I know
to.
It's offensive, but Stalin nailed it.
Oh, yeah.
He said useful idiots.
Absolutely.
And it's not, it's ignorance.
Yes.
In most cases. I've said many a time, I was totally ignorant. I was gung-ho, like, man, kill them Arabs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Gulf War, great day. I was tuned in to Rush Limbaugh. What the hell did they blow up today? Mm-hmm. Watch this guy on the bicycle and the bridge. Mm-hmm. Schwarzkopf called it the luckiest man in Iraq.
Yeah.
The dude with the bicycle going across and the missile hits right behind him.
Yeah.
You know, it looked more like a video game to me.
That's right.
But I was cheering like hell, kill them damn Arabs. Mm-hmm. You know? And then when I woke up, I realized, man, shit, this is all a damn game. And they're playing chess, and they're going over there killing all these people, don't give a shit how many Americans really die, and stealing everything.
Yeah. And then look how they treat the veterans today.
Oh, the veterans are shit.
They'll kick the veterans out of a homeless veterans out of a hotel.
They are potential domestic terrorists.
Absolutely.
You fellas are potential domestic terrorists, because if you realize what was going on in the shitholes over there in the Mideast, and you came home and you started saying, man, You know, I think that was kind of fucked up. I don't think we should have been there. My government screwed me. You are a domestic terrorist.
Yeah.
You are. And yet, in reality, you are more of a patriot than any one of them 42 damn generals up yonder that are still doing this Ukraine war.
Yep.
You are the real patriots. Anybody that's speaking truth to power right now, that is the patriot.
Wolverines.
This whole system's going to come down when they pull the trigger, because they are in control of the system, and it can't go on but so long. They're taking the last change off the table right now. They're destroying the middle class. They're destroying the economy. They're destroying everything in a controlled demolition, and you people are just asleep. And you say you take your $6 million and you're going to be like Rome. You're going to build a damn Colosseum where homeless people are going to be staying.
Yeah. There'll be bread lines.
Yeah. So, I don't know, people. Call up these puppets and tell them, geez, what in the hell is going on? I don't care if you're nice or not to them anymore.
It's
a damn clown show.
I'm done. They know I'm done being nice.
Shit on.
You know, they don't give me any. There's no more value that I gain from having communications with these people.
They believe in freedom. They do not believe in freedom.
There's no
prove way. To me. Don't do the talking. Oh, I want to be the fees county in the. I done heard your bullshit like hell, Katie Glenn.
It was not original. She stole it from us.
Oh, I know. That's what she said. I'm going to steal that. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Go ahead.
Because my people want to be free, but don't know what it is.
They want to be free in title only.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they say on the county council? We're going to do the reading in title only.
Yeah, read on it.
You want to be free in title only.
And so
actual real
this
freedom
shit show,
is scary.
Remember Jimmy Jones had this big battle that, oh, when the new council comes in, we're going to them. The amendments won't be allowed on the third reading and that kind of thing like that, right?
Yeah.
Well, all that did was move it to the second reading. The same bullshit
and
goes
then they
on.
Voted in.
Same bullshit. And now you're
and
have
still,
the third reading.
They're going to be like, I don't agree with the process, but I'm going to have to vote yes.
Yeah.
But I don't agree with you adding these amendments, but I have to vote for it because we need to. The sheriff needs 10 new vehicles.
Yeah. You know?
I'm done, Jeff. I'm tired. I've been working hard trying to put bread on my table.
Well, I worked hard today on the golf course. And I will tell y'all, it was a good day and I only lost $2.
I'm ready to go see my beautiful bride.
But you got to both pay attention and you've got to have time down.
Balance.
You need to have balance. Yeah, you need to have balance. And once you realize what's going on, a lot of people, including myself, freak out. And you don't know exactly where to turn. Don't worry about it. That part will pass. And you'll start going from fear and all to a justified and righteous anger that you have been lied to your entire life.
Yep.
And freedom is an illusion unless you stand up and protect your own freedom. And when you protect your own freedom, it protects the people around you. They can get courage and they begin to protect their freedom, and it grows and it grows and grows. And that's where the revolution came from to begin with. The principles of individual liberty. It was hijacked with the Constitution when they did away with the Articles of Confederation.
So, them boys that were 33 and above took over.
Yeah. So, you know,
and then, you know what?
You're not going to fix what ain't broke. It ain't broke. It's the way it was designed to be.
Well, that's a deeper conversation to be had by the fireside on a bonfire night.
Yeah, we can get into that sometime.
We can talk about the Tomb of Gilgamesh being found in Iraq and the Clinton emails and what's really going on behind the scenes. Because Tom Mulliken's, he's a flea. You know, these people who think they're running shit, they're not running a goddamn thing.
He's a big fish in a little pond.
Right. As soon as he steps foot out.
But you don't know.
He has no idea what he's getting himself involved in or what he has been involved with. And then you go to Lindsey Graham. You talk about somebody who sold their soul to Lucifer.
Yeah, a long time ago. Long time ago.
Anyway, make politicians afraid again.
What goes on in the barn stays in the barn. Peace, y'all.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?